You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Everton versus Leicester should be a belter.
Yeah.
Everton 11-10, the draw 23-10, and Leicester 5-2. Both enhanced odds offers might be popular as well. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 3-1. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester City to win in the betting at 6-1. Everton just chuck away too many points, Derek. I don't know if you watched that game against Norwich last Saturday.
Yeah, we did, because it was a snap.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It should have been 4-0.
Been 4-0, shouldn't it, at half-time? Yeah. And they continue to do that, though, Everton. It's frustrating to watch.
Yeah. And then the game before that, it was also televised. They battered Palace, absolutely battered them. And it finished only 1-1. But I've been impressed by them. I wasn't impressed in the second half against Norwich, I have to say. First half, they were brilliant. They were brilliant against Palace. They're the side I want to keep on the right side of. And their odds against at home to beat the Leicester side. Oh, God, how many times do we have to say this? Come on. You know, they've got to go. They're not showing any signs of stopping, are they? And when you get to this, when you get to Christmas and a side showing no sign of stopping, you've got to treat them seriously, and as I have done in recent weeks. I mean, I expected for a long time for the wheels to fall off. But let's not forget what they're showing this season. They also showed in the last 10 games last season as well. They had a great run then as well. So this is a Leicester side that you don't discount easily. But I'm discounting them this game. I think Everton are a better side than Leicester. I know the league table doesn't say that, but I think they are a better side, and I think they'll win here. I think Everton 11-10 is a good bet.
Lee's pulling some real faces in this studio, Derek.
I don't get how if Stoke are short, how Everton aren't short. Everton have got 2 wins in 9 in the Premier League. I mean, 2 wins.
They're going
in
to
9.
Batter Everton. Are going to batter a team one of these?
They battered Sunderland 6-2, and they battered Aston Villa 4-0. Yeah, they've done the battering. I don't think Leicester fit into the Villa Sunderland category. They batter the weak minnows. I think they struggle against decent, you know, even relatively decent teams. They're 10th, and the table doesn't lie.
No.
You know, 3-3 against Bournemouth. That's a shocking result for Everton. You don't lead twice and then still draw 3-3 with a team who are probably going to go down. Norwich 1-1.
Well, Bournemouth, who beat Chelsea and Man United in recent weeks.
Yeah,
that Bournemouth.
They were poor then, though. They weren't that good. I mean, but Everton were 2-up and then 3-1 up in stoppage time. 3-2 up in stoppage time. You shouldn't be letting those slip, should you? That's my point. You know, I'm not saying that.
That's something
terrible.
They've spoken about, isn't it? Roberto Martinez has
spoken about it, but it hasn't improved.
No,
yet,
it's not improved recently.
That's the thing with Roberto Martinez. Lovely guy, it seems. Speaks very well. Tells you what his problems are. Never rectifies them. Does he?
I think they're a good side, Everton.
Well, they look a good side, but the proof there is 2 wins in 9.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I'm wondering. You know, I think they should win. You know, they should be doing better than they are. I just don't think 11-10 against the league leaders who are. Look, we're all expecting the wheels to fall off, but they just won't, will they? They've super glued the wheels on. I find it a hard one. I mean, I can't really make a case for Leicester because I'm like Derek. I think they're going to lose at some point. But look at the results. They keep scoring loads of goals away from home. They're really, really good away from home against weaker opposition, admittedly. They're the top scorers away from home in the division. You know, 18 goals. That's joint with Arsenal. They do concede a few, 9, but that's still not terrible. You know, they're still among the best 10 away defences in the division. You know, Everton's goal scoring at home, 17. I think
they're all over goals in the game.
Wow.
The compilers are all over that.
Absolutely.
I've just looked at both teams to score. Yes, is 1-2 this game.
Well, sure.
Over two, very short.
Over 2.5 goals is 6-10. Do you know what? I'm going to go for a bit. I think there'll be over 3.5 goals in this game.
I do.
13-8.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for, you might remember this from last season, 2-2. I'm going for another 2-2. I think this is it. I think we saw that. I don't know if you remember. It was early on last season when they started off really well at Leicester. They drew with Everton, drew with Arsenal, 2-2. And then the following game was 2-2 again. Mm. So 2-2 last February, 2-2 last August. I'm going for a 2-2 treble.
12-1 on the 2-2 draw. I'm tempted by for the first time ever, the both score no draw bet as well, 5-4.
I think there'll be a result.
I think there might be a result in this. And both enhanced odds offers, Lukaku to score and Everton to win. 3-1, Vardy to score and Leicester to win. I think we'll both be popular if people are leaning one way or the other. That's in the betting at 6-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.